Hi, Home Care, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure if I have the correct number. This is what I was told to call. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Okay.
I used to get my, I think, Part B or whatever, Medic or whatever, my insurance, I used to get that paid for. And when I talked to a lady from Social Security yesterday about something else, she was looking at my account, and she said for some reason it quit getting paid for in 2023, a couple years ago. And she says that it looks like, she said, I should be getting it, like you guys, not you, I'm sorry, but whoever is supposed to be paying that for me, and they're not paying it no more. It's coming out of my Social Security check. I think she said they're taking like $212 a month out or something. I don't understand it, but that's what she was telling me.
Okay, so you're asking like if your certain service that you need and they were covered by insurance, and now you see that it is paid by your Social Security. That was.
I guess. She said it was called QMA.
Okay. So you actually reached a home care agency. So I can try to help you with that because we also, you know, we work with Medicaid. But by any chance, okay. Do you need any home care services, like someone to just be in your house and help you and they get paid for that? Or you can be for your family member?
No, see, I don't have Medicaid. I only have Medicare.
Oh. Can you?
Yeah, I don't have Medicaid.
Can you
do what?
Can you try to apply? Like, or your income is too high?
Well, the last time, and it's been some years back, I tried, and my income was too high, I guess. But I mean, I get Social Security, and then I take care of my little 11-year-old granddaughter, too, so it's not like I have any money. At the time I pay my bills, I only got a couple $100 left every month.
So maybe you can try to apply for Medicaid and get, you know, and get, a, you know, someone to help you so you can help your grandchild, you know?
I could try, yeah, but I mean, I'm right now I'm wondering about that QMA stuff because
right,
she told
right,
me
right.
It was Medicaid.
Yeah, okay, so let me see how I can help you. So you said it's QMA?
That's what she told me, the lady. I talked to her yesterday, and she was from Medicare. And she said it's called, she said it's usually called something else, but in Missouri it's called QMA, or in Jefferson County where I live.
Okay, where do you live in which county, Jefferson County?
Jefferson.
County, okay,
yeah.
I get it, okay. So I'm going to send you a link. Can I send you to this phone number where I'm talking to now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link. Just give me a second. 5168. I'm going to send you a link. Tell me if you got it from the... I think this might help you. From this QMA. Let me see. Tell me if you got something. Just wait a second. Did you get any message?
Are you texting it or emailing it?
Texting.
I just got it.
Okay, so maybe you try to, you know, just click on it and see if you get somewhere, because I think this is like, this might get you to fix the problem. But
because that says SNAP. Isn't SNAP food stamps?
It is, but you, let me see.
Because I've tried for food stamps before, and I couldn't get them.
Let me see.
But this does say how to become qualified medication aid, QMA.
Oh,
so, and then there's
the
a bunch
thing.
Of...
Okay, I guess I got the wrong thing.
Then,
let me see. I don't see anything for this QMA, something else that could make sense.
I know. She didn't have any luck yesterday finding anything either. I'm like, well, how are you supposed to talk to somebody about it? Nobody knows nothing about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wouldn't know about it. Maybe you just call your Medicare like provider, ask them why they don't pay it, and they will explain to you which insurance do you have.
I have United Healthcare, which I just got in January.
So let me see. Maybe okay, just let me.
Yeah, this QMA that I'm reading about that you sent me, that has nothing to do with the money coming out of my check. That's some kind of a title to work in the, like, be a certified nursing thing, qualified medication.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Medication
I'm trying to look if I can get something else for you.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Okay, okay.
No, I appreciate you trying to help me.
Sure.
Ain't nobody else knows anything about it, that's for sure. But I used to get it paid for, and now they take it out of my check for some reason.
Oh, okay, so let me see. You have, so you said United Healthcare. Is
right.
It MoHealthNet?
No, MoHealthNet is Medicaid, I think.
Oh, okay, so just regular. So how do we call that? Let me see.
My United Healthcare is a like a supplement, Part B supplement or something.
Let me see.
For my Medicare.
Yeah, okay. Let me see, okay. Okay, did you get any message now?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I got another. Yeah.
Okay, maybe you try that, because that sounds something like you can like chat with them maybe and see, because it's...
Yeah, I can read. I guess I'll read all about that.
And, okay, so if you try to apply for Medicaid, you can call me back. I will text you I can text you my direct phone number. You can call me back. Okay, is everything, need anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, sure, have a great day.
You too.